Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear
you. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Hey.
This is one of those days where, I mean, this is a huge day in American history, really over the weekend was, as we find out definitively for the first time, something we knew but was never acknowledged, that Americans were censored by their government for saying true things. Think about that. We've gotten so used to the idea that the Biden administration did this and quite frankly felt entitled to do this. If it was bad for the Democrat Party, well, then by God, it'd be taken down. If it was true but didn't fit reality politically as they wanted, it would be taken down. By a guy, Mark Zuckerberg, Lee, who knew it was true and took it down.
Yeah.
Anyway, that is a bombshell. Remember when we were told that was our imagination? There was no censorship. That wasn't going on. That was a conservative conspiracy theory. It was a right-wing conspiracy theory. Wasn't happening. None of that. It was happening. And what we know now is why it is that these things they call conspiracy theories, what that conspiracy theory just means now, right-wing conspiracy theory, we'll find out somewhere between 6 months and 2 years that it actually was true. We're just not allowed to speak of it at this time.
Yeah, conspiracy theories are just true things they don't want you to talk about.
Exactly. Things that either undermine the Democrat Party, make it look bad, or undermine whatever their goals were. And we know that now from Mark Zuckerberg.
They pushed us super hard to take down things that were honestly were true, right? I mean, they basically pushed us and said, you know, anything that says that vaccines might have side effects, you basically need to take down. And I was just like, well, we're not going to do that. Like, we're clearly not going to do that. I mean, that is inarguably
who is
true.
Who is they? Who's telling you to take down things that, that talk about vaccine side effects?
It was people in the Biden administration.
Okay, couple of things about this, Lee. And I have so much to say about this. We're going to tear it apart today. He's kind of acting here in a weird way. Joe Rogan let him get away with this. Like, well, you know, they were on balance trying to help. I mean, they were demanding we lie, but, you know, they tried. No, it wasn't just about COVID. It was endless and ongoing. Right now, you can't watch this show on Facebook. You not on my page. They'll stream it on the Word page for some reason. You can't watch it on my page because I just got a strike. I got a strike for saying two lines. The transgender shooter, Audrey Hale, when we finally got the manifesto that the FBI hid from us for over a year, was perfectly repeating left-wing talking points in her manifesto. Two sentences. I got a strike. And because I said that, and it is true, I can't run this show on Facebook right now. Right this minute, it's still censored on Facebook. I am the 2022 South Carolina Radio Personality of the Year. This show has won Radio Show of the Year for South Carolina, South Carolina Broadcasting Association. In August, it was the number one show in this market, 12 plus. We bounce around, but we typically stay in the top three.
By the way, you were also mentioned, I believe, number 15 in the top 20 mid-market morning shows across the country by Barrett Media.
Yeah, out of an 70 contestants across the country. Yeah. Thank you for bringing that up. I appreciate that. Yeah, out of 70 morning hosts, we'd be a lot bigger markets with the show. This is not some kooky overnight conspiracy theory show. This is very mainstream. It wins mainstream awards. And I can't stream it on Facebook right now. And that has nothing to do with COVID and everything to do with the fact that, I mean, just in that particular case, just one of the things, Lee, and I can show you the screenshots. They probably won't let me post them to Facebook. I'll post them to Twitter. I screenshotted the whole thing. I wrote, Audrey Hale was perfectly repeating left-wing talking points in her manifesto. That's all I wrote.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's true.
Yeah.
She wrote about the patriarchy. She wrote about how men, particularly white men, were the cause of all the problems in the world. It sounds like a typical edition of CNN, which, by the way, is not banned from running today on Facebook. Maybe this will change. I hope the algorithms will catch up with his rhetoric. They're not for me. That is pure editorial. When you consider the fact that the FBI came in once again, took the manifesto, they didn't want you to read it. They didn't want you to read it. Why? Because it might hurt Joe Biden. They thought he was going to be the nominee at the time, running for office. Because it showed how very dangerous and violent the left's rhetoric is. They didn't want that out there. So I wasn't allowed to say it.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I don't know if I'll ever be allowed to stream the show again on Facebook or Wind Blows a Different Way. Let's do another one. 2 days before the 2016 election, when I was adding 1,000 new followers a month, like clockwork, I was at 28,000 followers. 2 days before the election, I went to post, and something that had never happened to me before because I'd been, you know, I've been a reporter since high school. I was on the high school paper. Went to publish. Nothing happened. I thought, well, it must be my computer here at work. Tried the one at home. Nope. Tried my laptop. Nope. That won't publish either. Total lockdown. No explanation. That must have been when you folks at Facebook figured out Hillary was losing and you panicked. Every single thing, Lee, that I have ever been given a strike for was correct. The first COVID-related one I got was when I said, you know what? This had to have been spreading before they told us it was. Just common sense. And I put together, it was editorial, but I put it together and I said, here are the reasons it had to be spreading on the Chinese mainland before they told us it was. That was right. I got it. Nailed it. Do you remember the time that I took a picture of the back of my mask box?
Yes, famously.
Wasn't mine, actually. It was downstairs because we had it out for anybody who came to visit us.
Mm-hmm.
Back of the mask box. Took a picture of it. It said, this does not stop the spread of viruses. It does not stop the spread of viruses. Manufacturer's warning, it said. I got a strike. I couldn't post. They took it down. Again, literally the manufacturer's warning from the box, which you can clearly see in the picture. They said it was fake. Let's keep going. Just for fun. My personal favorite episode of Facebook censorship was when Mark Zuckerberg did that interview The day after Donald Trump was almost murdered at Butler, and said it was the baddest thing he'd ever seen, the way that Trump had responded. And yet, in the days after that interview, in which Zuckerberg seemed to indicate that Donald Trump was, in fact, the victim of an attempted assassination, remember what happened. Facebook began warning people to take down the photo of Trump with his fist in the air. Because it was fake. Except it was real. So Zuckerberg put his first spin on his, you know, finest spin on this, but it was not anything like an administration just trying to get good talking points out there. It wasn't that. It wasn't an administration just trying to get people to take a shot because that was the best thing for them. This was deliberate and pernicious censorship by the FBI, by the Biden administration, of anything that made Trump look good. His fist in the air saying, you know, he's going to survive, or anything that made Biden look bad, or anything that interfered with the agenda. And to pretend it was something else is not starting off on the right foot with the American people. It's an end of a terrible fascist era in America. I'm glad it's over, I think. I don't know, Lee. I'm not sure if it is. I mean, again,
Time will tell.
You cannot watch what I'm saying right now on my Facebook page. I have 31,000 followers. So I don't know. But, you know, hey, it's better than Biden or Harris still being in office and these fascists still censoring us. So not going to look a gift horse in the mouth, but let's not pretend that what happened didn't happen.